Words Appear, an Apple original. Sunlight shines down on the empty school grounds. In a classroom, a wall clock shows 2:56. Art supplies sit neatly gathered in holders. Lunchboxes, jackets, and baseball gear fill rows of shelves. Charlie Brown and the other kids sit in their seats staring at the clock. They slowly gather their belongings. Peppermint Patty naps at her desk as the clock strikes 3.
It's summer.
It's summer! Fun summer!
Linus piles apples onto a desk.
Here you go, Miss Othmar. This should get you through the next few months.
Woodstock's bird friends scatter as the kids burst through the school doors. The ground shakes as the kids run past Snoopy's doghouse. He falls off the roof, puts on shorts and sunglasses, and follows them. Wearing helmets, they jump bicycles off a small ramp. Silhouetted by the setting sun, Snoopy, Woodstock, and some of the kids run around a sprinkler. At night, fireflies fill the air. Charlie catches one in a jar. Later, they jump off a dock into a lake. Now they watch colorful fireworks from the dock. Charlie, Franklin, and Lucy hold sparklers. They sit on a bench eating ice cream cones. Peppermint Patty eats a whole sundae. Sally drops her ice cream and Charlie gives her his. She hugs him. Butterflies flutter past as Pigpen does a cannonball into shallow water at a beach, splashing Franklin. Lucy leans on Schroeder's sandcastle, knocking it over. Marcy and Patty toss a football. Charlie throws a frisbee.
Go get it, Snoopy.
Snoopy lounges on a beach chair, sipping a drink. Sally buries Linus in the sand, watching him adoringly, with little hearts in the air around her. At a baseball game, Patty hits a fly ball, and the other kids watch it sail through the air. Kids look up as a huge shadow covers the field. The fly ball drops. Patty stops walking the bases. A huge billboard reads, "Back to school sale."
Back to school already? Good grief.
A title appears on the cover of a notebook, Lucy's School. Woodstock opens the book to a drawing of the kids at a pool. At the pool, Snoopy stretches, floating on an inner tube with Woodstock perched on his foot. Linus, Marcy, Patty, Charlie, and Franklin watch nearby.
That's it. The last pool day of the summer. Hard to believe we'll be back in school in 1 week's time.
I feel a stomachache coming on.
I look forward to catching up on all the sleep I missed during summer.
Sir, a new school brings with it new possibilities, even for you. There's so many exciting things to learn.
I'm still trying to remember what I learned last year, Marcy.
It's sure gonna be different moving over to the new school.
You didn't think we'd be in the same school forever, did you, Linus? What you guys should be focusing on is our last week of summer. Now, I'm going to perform a perfect triple flip jackknife. Watch and learn.
Lucy slips on the diving board and falls off. She lands in the water, splashing Shermie, who sits nearby holding a burger. Lucy rises to the surface. She glares at Snoopy and Woodstock, and they run away. Later, the kids walk on a sidewalk, some of them eating popsicles.
Well, there it is. Our new school.
New school? Old school? What's the difference?
Aren't you a little nervous, Lucy?
Why should I be?
Look at the size of the place. It's huge.
You can see. Sure.
It is pretty big, I suppose.
New classrooms.
New subjects.
New teachers.
Things are really going to change for us.
They are?
How will we find our way through the halls?
Lucy imagines a maze.
We'll all be getting lockers.
What if I forget my combination?
She imagines falling off a giant lock.
And bigger teachers.
The teachers won't be bigger.
They could be.
I wonder if I'll be able to reach the water fountain.
I heard the school lunches taste terrible.
At least we'll all be together.
How do you know that? We might all be in different classes.
Wouldn't that be awful?
We'd be all alone.
Now she stares off, holding her melting Lucy? Popsicle.
Lucy?
Ugh. Did you hear what I said? We're all going downtown to pick up new school supplies. Are you coming?
Oh, yes. Of course. You all go ahead. I'll catch up.
Does anyone else feel like the summers keep getting shorter the older we get?
It's like they always say, Chuck. Time flies when you're having fun. It's just too bad we can't have summer forever.
Later, Lucy walks by herself along a path lined with trees as leaves float down around her.
Bigger classrooms?
She kicks a stone.
New students? New teachers? Everything's going to change.
She arrives at the school. A sign on the front yard reads, "Have a great summer," and displays photographs of the students in class and singing in a choir. Lucy smiles as she looks at a picture of herself holding a Valentine's Day card and another of her raising her hand in class.
I'll be happy to read aloud, Miss Othmar. You know the rule, Snoopy! No dogs allowed in school!
In another, she plays hopscotch.
Hooray! Way to go, Lucy!
Lucy stares at the picture. Now she walks across a park while other kids sit reading, skateboard, and fly kites.
I don't want to go to that new school. I wish there was a way out.
Sally jump ropes and another girl blows bubbles. Later, Lucy reads a sign outside the public library.
Have a question? We have the answers.
Of course! The library always has the answers to your problems!
Franklin, Linus, and Charlie walk through a store. Charlie smiles at a large beach ball under a summer clearance sign. The ball deflates, and Charlie sees another sign reading back to school sale. Nearby, Marcy spins a display.
Oh, blue sticks!
She runs to Patty.
I miss summer already. How much longer is this going to take, Marcy?
I'm almost finished. Here, have a chalk eraser, sir.
Hey, Marcy! There's a sale on calculators!
Marcy runs off with Franklin. Patty leans against a wagon full of supplies and falls.
I'd sure like to surprise my parents and get good grades this year. I do all right in lunch and gym. It's everything else I struggle with.
I understand, Charlie Brown. My parents always say, there's no heavier burden than great potential.
Snoopy tickles Woodstock with a feathery pencil topper, and Woodstock flies backwards with a sneeze.
Hey, watch it!
Lucy enters the store.
Tsk, tsk. Oh, you poor misguided people.
Lucy, where have you been?
I've gathered all our school supplies for the new year.
School supplies? Ha! I'm not going to need any of that, Linus. I've just discovered a great secret in the library. I won't be attending that new school after all.
What are you talking about?
There's a special test you can take. If you pass it, they give you your diploma early and you never have to return to school again.
What did she say?
And since I already know everything they teach in school, I bet I can pass that test with my eyes closed.
Who knew such a thing existed?
Why did no one ever tell us about this before?
Is this test for real?
You bet it is. And when I do pass it, I'm going to have summer vacation all year round. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to be fitted for my graduation gown.
She leaves.
Lucy, wait up!
The others run after her. Snoopy knocks Linus down on his way past. Out on the sidewalk.
Lucy!
Lucy! Lucy! Lucy! Lucy! Please!
She stops and they bump into each other.
Yes? Can I help you? What's all this talk about not going back to school?
Are you really gonna have an endless summer?
Can you imagine an endless summer?
I could play piano all day, every day.
I could have more time to practice my curveball.
Practice all you want, Chuck. I'll still clobber you at the plate.
Hey, Lucille. Since you're so sure you can pass that test, you think you could teach us so we could pass it too?
You want me to help you pass the test?
I don't know. I'm pretty busy.
Linus catches up as they continue following her.
What has gotten into everyone?
Marcy, I'm surprised to see you're going along with this.
I can see how you may doubt your sister, Linus. But if we do get our diplomas early, it sure would be nice to get a jumpstart on my college applications.
What about you, Franklin?
Morbid curiosity.
Please, Lucille! We want it to be summer forever!
Of course I'll help you.
It would be boring to be the only kid in the neighborhood that doesn't have to go to school anymore.
Yay!
Snoopy taps Lucy's shoulder and points at himself.
Emma?
You know dogs aren't allowed in school. What makes you think you can join my class?
He gives her flowers.
My school, my rules. Consider yourself enrolled.
Lucy, do you really think you can be a teacher? Teachers are fair, they're diplomatic, they're patient, and most important, they have a wealth of knowledge. You can't teach what you don't know.
All right, listen up. The test date is in a few days. Stick with me and you'll have summer vacation all year long. Then Pelt Academy begins tomorrow morning.
Yay!
This isn't going to end well.
Linus sucks his thumb. Later in Lucy's backyard.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Lucy.
Wait, this doesn't look like a classroom.
Petty's right. Where are the desks?
And the chalkboard.
You can't have a school without a chalkboard.
I don't need any of that stuff to teach. I have everything I need right here.
She points at her head.
Oh, hello, Linus. I see you decided to join us.
Hardly. I'm here to stop you from making a fool of yourself. Why aren't you even so adamant on passing this test?
Class?
We want it to be summer forever!
Sit down, Linus.
Yeah. Don't ruin this for the rest of us.
You heard them. Take a seat and join the class.
The other kids watch. Some of them sit in the grass and others sit on swings. Charlie hangs from a bar. Scowling, Linus sits down and crosses his arms. Snoopy sets up a folding table and chair beside him. From a bag, he takes out a book, a lamp, and an adding machine. He places Woodstock on the lamp and grins at Linus.
All right, class, let's get started.
Lucy writes on the patio.
Science, a cornerstone of education. Just think of where we would be without it. No lights, no refrigerators, no commercially available dog food. However, today we are studying my favorite invention, the television.
Yay!
How does it work? No one really knows. That's science for you.
They watch TV.
Isn't it her job to know? She is the teacher.
Television is full of informative and educational programming on topics ranging from law enforcement to medicine to which detergent will get your sheets the cleanest. But if you're looking for a show to teach you all about science...
She changes the channel.
Ooh. Oh, that's Mr. Spock. Listen closely to him. He's a scientist.
Hey, teacher, are there really aliens in outer space?
They just landed on a planet full of them, didn't they?
Marcy and Franklin share a look with Linus, who facepalms. Later, at the school gym.
It's time to focus on math, specifically numbers.
Suddenly, I have a feeling of impending doom.
Don't worry, this will be easy. Today, I'm going to teach you the type of math you'll actually put to use in the real world. Ta-da!
Bingo!
Bingo?
Snoopy sits, dressed like an elderly woman. Lucy picks numbers from a bingo machine.
B9. The first number is B9.
They mark their cards.
That Lucy is one great teacher.
I know. Who would have thought?
062.
I never knew learning could be so much fun. It's like we're not even doing math.
You can say that again.
G59.
Excuse me, ma'am. There's no way the test is going to cover.
Marcy, if you don't mind, this is a place of learning, not interrupting. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I-17.
Snoopy uses Woodstock's feet as a stamp and completes a row. He dances on the table and Linus facepalms. Later.
Next, we come to geography. Welcome to Bunny-O, England, and the world's most famous clock, Big Ben.
For something called Big Ben, it's not that big.
It's not the real one, sir. We're at a mini putt.
Here in England, the president is called the Queen. England is mainly known for the Beatles' invasion of the 1960s. Those pesky bugs spread to America and destroyed our country's crops.
Boy, you really know your stuff, Lucy.
I told you this teaching stuff was a piece of cake.
It's easy when you make it all up.
At a Japanese-themed mini golf course, Woodstock brings golf clubs to Snoopy, dressed in a sweater vest and cap. Woodstock offers him a ball, and Snoopy puts it into a hole at the top of a miniature mountain. It erupts and shoots the ball back to Snoopy. Nearby.
Here we are at the Atlantic Ocean, where the fearless Amelia Earhart became the first female aviator to fly solo across these mighty waters in 1932.
She did that? Is that really true, Marcy?
It sure is, sir.
Wow.
It's also the first true thing that Lucille has taught so far.
It's probably because she read it right here on the pedestal.
A ball bounces past Lucy.
Excuse us, I'm trying to teach here.
Oh, yeah? Teach this, lady.
He kicks a bucket of balls.
Uh-oh, it looks like we've overstayed our travel visas.
Lucy and the others run away as the flood of balls roll toward them.
Well, that's it for today. If we keep this up, we'll have no problem passing that test.
Yay!
Thank you, thank you. No applause necessary. When you know as much as I do, teaching is a breeze. We'll pick it up again tomorrow.
Yay!
And remember, no homework!
Yay! Lucy! Lucy! Lucy!
Franklin, Marcy, and Linus stare.
What kind of school is this?
I have to admit, I prefer a classroom with a stronger emphasis on facts.
Lucy must be stopped. No one is going to pass that test with what Lucy is teaching us.
I don't think she's teaching us anything. I got an A in bingo today.
I keep asking myself, what would Miss Othmar do? Miss Othmar.
That's it!
Linus runs off.
I can't help but feel like we just missed something.
At home, Lucy goes to the refrigerator and takes out a slice of chocolate cake.
A great day deserves a great reward.
She shuts the door and notices the phone missing from its hook on the wall. In a hallway closet, Linus holds the receiver.
Thank you, Miss Othmar, for getting me this test. You don't understand the risk I took reaching out to you. If my sister knew we were talking... Miss Othmar? Hello?
Lucy opens the closet.
Listen, Lucy, you're fooling yourself if you think your class will pass this test. You can't cram 9 years of education into 1 week. This isn't you, Lucy. What's bothering you?
What's bothering me is you going behind my back to Miss Othmar.
Linus holds up a book, and Lucy looks through it.
What is this? I don't understand any of it.
This is a practice test. Just like the one you will be taking in a few days.
But this can't be the test. I haven't been teaching any of this. I don't know any of this stuff.
Of course you don't. That's why we go to school. to learn.
I'm talking about trigonometry, world history, cartography, human anatomy, biochemistry, macroeconomics, astronomy, microbiology, quantum physics, the scientific method.
Lucy imagines herself in front of the towering new school building.
I'm not going to pass. I'm going to have to go to the new school.
Come with us, Lucy.
Looks like we won't have summer forever.
The others walk toward it with drooping shoulders. In reality, Lucy stares off.
I'm not going to that. I mean, let me take another look at this test.
Lucy, you have to give it up. You need to let everyone know that this absurd dream of an endless summer is not going to happen.
No! I made everyone a promise. If this is what it takes to pass the test, then I'm going to learn all of it and teach it too. After all, I'm a teacher.
She leaves with her slice of cake.
You are not a teacher! This is a fool's errand! Mark my words!
So much for diplomacy.
Lucy opens her garage to a heap of boxes and old items.
All right, if we're going to get serious about passing that test, we're going to need a proper classroom.
Wearing an apron, headscarf, and goggles, Lucy clears away the boxes. She uses a leaf blower and gets covered in dust. Pigpen walks by across the street.
Looking good, Teach.
She sets up chairs and desks.
Phew. We're gonna need more supplies.
She runs to the store and buys notepads and pencils. They add up to $28.95. Lucy empties her tin can full of coins.
There goes my retirement fund.
Outside, she passes her friends at a movie theater.
Hey, Lucy. Why don't you come to the movies with us?
Maybe next time. I've got a lot of work to do.
Patty and Violet shrug, and Linus raises his eyebrows. In the garage, Lucy sharpens pencils and lays one out at each desk, along with a notebook and a copy of the practice test. A wall clock reads 5:54.
The library is gonna close soon. I'd better get moving.
She carries a tall pile of books out of the library and later reads at her desk.
11,842 lakes were contributed to the creation of the global positioning system.
Also known as remember that subordinate verbs are placed for the main verb.
Y equals 35.
What is the value of X and Y if Y is a prime number?
The tower of books falls onto her. The night sky turns to day. With sleepy eyes, Lucy sits at her desk holding an open book.
I don't know how teachers put themselves through this year after year.
Charlie opens the door, flooding the garage with light.
What are we gonna do today, teacher?
I think we should go on a nature walk.
How about a nature swim?
What's going on here?
Why are there desks in here? And books?
Huh. This feels like a real classroom. I don't know what you did, Linus, but whatever it was, it worked.
Franklin and Marcy join the class as they take their seats. Woodstock gets dizzy, spinning a sharpener on Snoopy's pencil. Lucy runs her hands over her messy hair.
Okay, listen up, class.
The kids chatter among themselves.
All day.
May I have your attention, please? Quiet, please.
This test is a few days away, and we have a lot to cover. You still want an endless summer, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's see. Take out your algebra books, please.
Snoopy clears his desk and takes out a book, counting machine, and abacus. Woodstock perches on the abacus.
Evaluating the expressions of two variables.
Wait, I think I wrote some notes on this one. This made a lot more sense last night.
Lucy?
You know what? On second thought, take out your science books instead.
Snoopy takes out his science book, a microscope, and test tubes.
The periodic table arranges the chemical elements according to their properties. Group 1 consists of lithium, sodium, potatoium.
I think you mean potassium.
That's what I said. The next one is ruby. Ruby.
It's pronounced rubidium.
Charlie takes notes.
Is that going to be on the test?
Why don't we do history instead? Everyone open your history books, please.
Snoopy takes out an hourglass, some maps, and a dinosaur squeaky toy.
Oh, thank heavens, the Mayflower! I didn't read this chapter, but I know the rhyme. Let's see. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue?
Linus flops onto his desk.
Excuse me, Lucy, that's not what it says in our book.
Of course it doesn't. I was just trying to see if you were paying attention. Why don't you read the chapter aloud to the class?
In 1620, the Mayflower set sail from England, looking for freedom in the New World. The trip across the sea was difficult. Poor planning and miscalculations soon revealed to them that they didn't know as much as they thought they did. If the crew had been less experienced, the voyage would have ended in failure.
Stop!
Lucy falls off her desk.
Huh?
She gets up.
I can't do this anymore. I'm not a real teacher. I don't know it all.
Snoopy cries.
We're never going to pass that test. There won't be an endless summer. It's over. I'm sorry I let you all down. Class dismissed.
She hides behind her desk.
Well, it was a nice dream while it lasted.
Schroeder leaves.
I can't believe we wasted our last week of summer on this.
Let's get out of here.
On his way out, Charlie turns back.
I was wondering, will I still be getting an A on my permanent record?
Lucy stays hidden.
Say no more.
He leaves. Marcy, Franklin, and Linus stand in the doorway.
I guess we'll see you later, Linus.
They leave, and Linus walks closer to Lucy.
I'm proud of you, Lucy. It takes a lot of courage to admit when you're in over your head.
Lucy stays crouched behind the desk.
Something has been on my mind. You've always loved going to school. So why have you been working so hard to graduate early?
She peeks out at Linus.
I'm afraid to go to that new school. You? Afraid? That's not the Lucy I know. Everything is going to change.
Linus raises his eyebrows.
Do you want to know a secret?
Lucy raises her eyebrows.
I'm afraid, too. You are? Just remember something, Lucy. On that first day of school, when we get off that bus, I'll be right there by your side.
She smiles.
Thank you, Linus.
Linus walks away. Lucy steps out of the garage and looks at the new school in the distance.
I just don't know if I'm ready.
She sits on the curb.
Being a teacher is hard work. I'm exhausted.
She falls asleep as Snoopy approaches. He yawns and falls asleep beside her. Fade to black. Later, a single yellow leaf falls from a tree branch. It sails past Woodstock, sitting in his nest, reading a paper with a tiny steaming mug nearby. The leaf swoops low over the empty swimming pool and soars high above the baseball field. The leaf gently lands on the grass in front of a house. Marcy turns off her alarm clock and sits up.
It's the first day of school!
Peppermint Patty brushes her teeth. Schroeder dances in the shower. Frida blow-dries her bright red curly hair. Lucy rubs her tired eyes and gets out of bed. Franklin holds two different shirts in front of himself in a mirror. Another boy eats cereal. Linus leaves his blanket on his bed and walks away. He hurries back and stuffs it into his backpack. Lucy grabs her bag lunch and steps out the front door with her backpack. She sees other kids walking along the sidewalk. Elsewhere, Charlie lies snoring in bed.
I slept in!
Later, he runs toward the others at the bus stop while pulling on his yellow shirt with the black zigzag.
Hey, Charlie Brown, your shirt is on backwards.
Ah! Snoopy sees the school bus arrive. Lucy pauses at the entrance and climbs in. The door closes. Snoopy presses against it as the bus drives off.
I've decided that this year, I am no longer going to put expectations on myself. With great expectations comes failure. So naturally, without any expectations comes...
success! I like that, Charlie Brown. I like that.
I can't wait to check out the band room. Did you know they have their own Steinway D concert piano?
Wow!
I was so excited last night that I did some preemptive extra credit.
Behold, the step pyramid of Djoser made entirely of sugar cubes.
Franklin tastes it.
Sweet!
Sitting by herself, Lucy's smile fades. She turns and leans on her arms against a window, gazing at the passing houses. The bus stops, and Lucy straightens as she sees her old school. She puts a hand on the window as they drive on. She stares down in her lap, twiddling her thumbs. Peppermint Patty sits down beside her.
Hey, Lucille! I looked up more about that Amelia Earhart lady. Did you know when she was a child, she said she could do anything a boy could do? And she did! She's the kind of person I want to be. And she reminds me of the kind of person you are.
Oh, yeah? What kind of person is that?
Fearless. You've always been one to blaze your own path. To never back down from a challenge. I can't wait to find out who else I'm going to learn about. This year, I'm definitely staying awake.
She tosses an apple to Lucy, and Lucy smiles. The bus arrives at their new school. The kids stay inside the bus, staring out at the school. Lucy looks around at them and walks to the front of the bus, carrying the apple. The other kids watch her.
Well, what are you all waiting for? You don't want to be late for the first day of school, do you?
Patty hops down from her seat and shares a smile with Lucy. The others follow her outside. Lucy sees a blanket being pulled away on one of the seats toward the back. She walks up to it and finds Linus holding his blanket and sucking his thumb. She gently taps his arm.
You said you'd be right there by my side.
They smile and walk to their new school together, holding hands.
What I Did Over Summer Vacation by Lucy Van Pelt. My summer wasn't just about going to the beach, or catching fireflies in a jar, or playing outside until the sun went down. It was much more than that. Perhaps the most important thing I did this summer was learn just how special teachers really are. Change can be pretty scary when you're growing up, but that's where teachers come in. They're here to help us move past our fears so that we may chase our dreams.
At gym class, Lucy climbs a rope and rings a bell.
Teachers do more than just read a lot of books and know a lot of facts. They give every piece of themselves to inspire us to be better.
At lunch, she joins a girl sitting alone.
A teacher is a friend, a mentor, a role model. They help us when we're down, when we're afraid.
Lucy whistles. Patty, Franklin, Charlie, and Schroeder join them at the table. Later, students fill a hallway.
Teachers change lives in ways that will travel with us far beyond these classroom walls, into our hearts, into our minds, and into our future.
Lucy takes a deep breath and enters a classroom. Later, she reads in front of a class.
So I want to thank you, Ms. Halverson. Thank you for being a teacher. We students might not always give you teachers enough appreciation, but in my eyes, you're all heroes.
Patty wakes up from a nap in class.
I just wanted you to know that.
Lucy catches a paper airplane.
Hey! Have some respect!
I hope you know what you're getting yourself into with this bunch.
She leaves an apple on the teacher's desk. From her desk, Lucy sees Snoopy and Woodstock seated at a table outside on the grass. She opens a window.
Psst! Hey, Snoopy! It's page 34.
Snoopy salutes her. He opens his book on top of Woodstock. Woodstock flies, carrying the book into the air. He flies onto Snoopy's head, and Snoopy puts the book back down on the table.
Each and every place I go, you'll hold my hand.
Words appear under a crayon drawing of the new school. The end. Fade to black. Credits appear, based upon the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz. Director Raymond S. Percy, written by Craig Schulz and Brian Schulz and Cornelius Uliano. Credits continue. This picture is a work of fiction. The characters, places, and events portrayed in this motion picture are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to any persons, whether living or dead, is entirely coincidental. This property is protected under the laws of Canada, the United States, and other countries. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or other use of this film in whole or in part, including the soundtrack, will result in civil and/or criminal liability. Copyright 2022 Wild Brain Peanuts Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Peanuts and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. Peanuts, copyright 1950 to 1980, Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. All rights reserved. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media. Voice by Darren Revitz.
I've got a feeling you ought to know.
Wild Brain, Schulz Studio. Thank you, Sparky. Always in our hearts.